is March 22nd, 2008. This is the Geeks Next Door episode 102. What is happening, guys?
What is happening?
What's happening?
March Madness.
Ryan Thomas. Oh, it is March Madness. What is the best thing that's happened to you this week?
That's a tough question. I would have to say I pass. Pass.
All right, we'll come back to you. Adam, what is the best thing that's happened to you this week?
I took a shit today. That was pretty good.
Was it a really good one? Sometimes those are really good, you know what I mean?
It was working its way out for a couple of days, so yeah.
So that's the best thing that's happened to you this week?
The fact that it took him like a few days to get it out, that kind of worries.
Yeah, since Tuesday at least, so.
That's a victory. Really? That's the kind of victory that you that makes a week. Right
okay.
There.
If that's your answer, that's cool. That, I just hope, like...
I'm just saying it makes a whole week.
Okay. Get it? It makes the whole week. Oh, this guy's fucking on fire.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. He's been taking notes before you
got it. I just hope, like, something, like, Joy didn't, like, give you a back rub, and you're like, she's like, really? The poop was the best thing? Fuck you, asshole.
Well, that would involve Joy. That would mean Joy would have to listen.
Well, you know, it might happen somehow. Get back to her. I don't know. Dave, too, what's the best thing that's happened to you this week?
Clean bill of health from my doctor.
All right, cool. Good to know. So they're just like, you're good, don't worry about it. Just keep doing things as normal.
Pretty much. They said all the tests came back showing no signs of cancer or anything. So we're good.
Good to know. Dave, what about you? Best thing that's happened this week?
I read this article that was really good about how snack cakes are anti-cancerous. And then I sent that to Dave. I said, hey, Dave, keep on the snack cake diet because those stop all kinds of cancers.
And I showed it to Hannah, and she's like, cool.
So yeah, Hannah's like, load up again. It.
She said that and tomatoes for your lycopene.
And kombucha.
Hey, I like tomatoes, so that's not a problem.
Biomes.
I like kombucha.
Yeah, I know, you get drunk off of it. There's so much alcohol in it. I don't know. This week's been pretty good. It's nothing too crazy. Nothing. Overall, it's been a pretty decent week. It's been pretty nice outside, which is, even though I think it's pretty much fake Minnesota spring.
What does that mean? Like, it's going to trick us and come
back?
Well,
it's going to snow again.
Yeah, we're getting snow Friday night.
So the best thing that's happened to you this week is the weather was okay.
All right.
Ryan. You got a best thing that's happened yet, or are you passing still?
I'm going to go with a Ryan answer. I'm going to say
two things.
I had some good fun hanging out with the family. I had some good success at work. I got a few things working that were annoying. And then I think it was fun hanging out on Tuesday. It was fun hanging out on Tuesday. I put Tuesday as the best. It wasn't, like, notable, other than it was just, you know, like, it wasn't like, hey, something in particular happened on Tuesday. It was just a good Tuesday where we do stuff.
Sure. Okay.
Tangent City is what I like to call it.
All right. So I've learned two things from this podcast so far. One, none of you are getting enough sex in your life. And two, let's get this podcast started.
What? This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we get excited. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we get excited. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
He never answers anything.
At least we came up with something. Chris just is like, nah, I'm going to disregard, so that makes it even worse.
No,
a rewind sound, like, not starting the podcast.
I basically implied that the best thing that's happened to me is a round of sex, so there you go.
All right,
which round?
Round three.
Why he was late.
It was the masturbating this morning.
No, I don't consider that sex. I consider that personal masturbation.
As opposed to, like...
That's willy time.
Somebody else's masturbation.
Right. It's just like I don't consider sex with a prostitute sex either.
Well, right. I mean, well, it depends. Did you have sex with her, or did she have sex with you? There's a big difference. So.
Right. No one had sex with anybody.
True.
All right. So, what's going on this week?
Ryan, so man, what's going on?
So much.
I'm hoping that Kansas State beats Kentucky and Gonzaga beats Florida.
I don't even know what that is.
What the fuck is
basically,
that language?
People talk shit about it at work in their work pool.
Is this like, ping pong tournament?
Ah, shit, I got the best bracket.
It's and then ping you just pong hope tournament, they lose, right?
And you beat them, even though the odds are you won't. But if a couple things line up and you do, then you'd be like, huh, about that talking shit. So I'm hoping for that to happen. What are you
really going to do? You're going to say, well, I guess you talk shit, and then nothing's going to happen?
Pretty much.
But well, that sounds lame. Why don't you say, like, the winner gets a new Cadillac, second place gets a set of steak knife, third place you're fired.
But you know, we got money in it. Well, there's probably like $50 or something, so there's some cash. And it's a cash prize.
Don't forget about a chicken dinner.
It doesn't matter, that's because only... even if you get nothing, next week you can say, the best thing that happened to me was I put some bitches in their place.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, where do you work again, Ryan? Let's talk about them.
A small startup company.
What's it called?
Why? I don't know, Dave, right now.
Well, I figured we talked about Amber's work. Now we're going to talk about your work.
This is plug time. I'd like to make a plug for my bracket software.
What bracket software?
Yeah, I wrote some. This is some next gen shit. I wrote some software that generated my bracket based on the regular season stats for all the teams, and it basically figured out how good they were based on who they played, and if they played people that were good, but then they did extra good, and it, you know, did that shit, and then it came up with the correct bracket. Now, some of the teams don't play correctly, and so it doesn't always work, but it's pretty sweet, and it's doing
so
okay.
Did you say it's 100% right about 50% of the time?
That's about right, yeah.
So, how many simulations did you run before you printed out your bracket?
It wasn't so much simulated as in calculated.
It was
so essentially
AI.
It calculated how good teams were and how likely they were to score points or stop people from scoring points, and then it put those numbers together and said, these guys fought, you're going to get 98 points, and you're going to get 76 points, so 98 points went. So, there was no simulation, but... I did, in order to generate the numbers, I ran it about 100 times, you know, which, you know, each team,
kind of,
playing each team,
kind of a
playing
simulation.
Each team, kind of thing. Kind of.
See,
not
because
really, but kind of.
What I did is, basically, I took all that data like they did on Deadliest Warrior, and then I let the computer run 1,000 simulated battles.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That
shit was fucking good.
Looked at the... mascots and see which mascot would beat the other mascot.
Yeah, but that's not always an easy thing to decipher.
Especially when it's like two colors.
No, a titan wins all.
I disagree. I think humanity's ingenuity wins over a titan.
Now, if there was a team called the Mages, that Ryan would just pick those to win every year.
Well, they'd be the strongest, clearly. But you'd have to find an excuse why, because they're like 16th seed. You have to be like, the Bears must have an amulet of magic protection of the first seed, you know.
The Mages are, they didn't have their contingency spells ready. So.
Right.
And I kind of fucked up doing that this year because I didn't know what a bear cat was. I thought it was a combination of a bear and a cat. It's really not.
It's like a lynx.
Yeah, it's some sort of little bitch-ass animal. Where I was envisioning like a cat on top of a bear riding into battle. And so I took them pretty far. I fucked up.
The team is called the Bearcat.
I know.
I don't know. Like, them going pretty far.
They're also known as a Binturong.
Yeah.
They're a mammal from Southeast Asia. Who names their American team after like a little rodent looking thing from Southeast Asia?
Who fucking names their team a Tar Heel? What, you're some tar on the back of a heel? Because you love the Confederacy? Fuck you. Yeah, I don't like this anymore. Let's talk about something else.
Whoa. You brought up sport.
Wait, we're talking about sports? You guys love sport.
I did not talk about the sport.
Kristen, bring it up.
But I wanted to talk about Ryan's shit, because I don't think Ryan gets enough time.
Yeah, I agree.
He's too busy slaying spires.
I do, I am. I have a good run back, by the way. My deck's doing all right.
We tried to get him to share a screen with him, but he only shared a screen shot, not the whole screen.
It's true. He's all like, here's me playing against Jaws.
A land shark.
A land shark. He's like...
What would you like to talk about, Chris?
Well, let me tell you about my run last night that I finished when you went to bed.
All right. Let me hear it.
It was fucking an amazing deck.
Oh, this is a three-card one.
Yeah, it had 67 cards when it was done. And the end guy, Donut, I beat Donut. It took me forever to get my deck going, but I beat Donut with having one hit point left for four rounds in a row.
Wow.
It was fucking ridiculous. At the end, I had so much... Whenever a card was exhausted, I got like 9 block and shit. It was pretty cool. It was fun. And then my strength was like 90. It was awesome. It was fun. And what it reminded me, I'll tell you, this is why I bring it up on the podcast, because I don't know, you guys don't give a fuck. Maybe Ryan does. But the rest of you, when I started this challenge, I thought to myself, this does not sound fun. It sounds stupid and not very efficient. And by the end of it, I was like, holy shit, that was a lot of fun. There's just all kinds of fun stuff that happened because of it.
What challenge are you talking about?
It's in this game. You wouldn't understand. But what I've kind of fucked up, this Ryan will like this, is I took the thing that gives me a curse every time I open a chest, because it was the only good artifact I had.
Oh, that gives you energy?
Not realizing it gave me 3 curses every time.
Ooh,
so at the end I had 9 curses. But just before I got to Donut, I hit the thing that got rid of all curses for free, and that's what saved me.
That's fortunate. Wow.
Yeah. But the end thing being that just because something doesn't sound like it's going to be fun, or that you look going to it looking like it might not be fun, if you keep an open mind and you have fun, you can have fun.
Good lesson.
So let's talk about this anal sex party I was going to bring up.
Doesn't sound
that's weird, because I think it's going to be great.
Is that tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. No, tomorrow night's movie, right? Is there a movie tomorrow night?
Yeah, I would like to go to a movie, but Adam says he can't go see anything.
What movie's tomorrow night?
Pacific Rim.
Job.
Oh, so next week is Ready Player One.
Yeah, yes. I'm totally there for Player One.
Well, I don't know, because you're not going to be there tomorrow night.
That is not a requirement. He is a friend and can come to whatever fucking movie he wants.
Yeah, but I can, as a friend, I can also give him shit for doing things.
Yes, you can. You're right. That is your prerogative. Right. You can do what you want to do. It's your prerogative.
I know. I say what I want to say, live how I want to live, play how I want to play.
Yep.
I probably miss Ready Player One.
No, that's
unacceptable. If you are going to tomorrow night, you got to go see Player One.
Going to Wisconsin for spring break. Spring break's next week.
For you. It was last week for me.
Yeah, it was last week for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Infinity Wars tickets go on sale like tonight or something too, which is pretty interesting. We should probably start getting a head count for people that are going to that movie.
Did you watch the trailer?
Ryan, did you watch the trailer?
Is there a new trailer? Or an old trailer?
Remember when Dave said
we just go to Wisconsin for a while?
I don't know if I watched the trailer. I don't think I did, actually.
Remember when Dave posted this first video up here, and he said, you got to watch this?
Didn't he post it last week? He said, I was off by a couple days on it. And so did he post it last week, or had it not come out?
Yeah, well, I'd hope that you would. Yes, I'd hope that you'd have a whole week to watch it, but I know time is very precious.
Maybe I did watch it. I don't remember. Let me look.
Ryan's doing that.
Third item down on the list when I said, hey, I have a feeling we're going to be talking about this quite a bit tonight.
Right.
Okay. So speaking of Infinity Wars, is that this is their big movie, right? Everything's been leading up to these next two movies. So in your own opinion, I don't care what you've read or what you may have heard, but in your own opinion, who dies in this movie? Which heroes are killed off in this movie? What do you think? Because I think they're going to get rid of, if not one, like 2 or 3 big name players to kind of not reset their universe, but to go to like the next phase, right? They've been kind of bringing in this whole new Avengers phase kind of a thing. So of all the big heroes that are in this movie, who is going to die?
Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man's an easy one.
I think either Captain America or Thor.
Ooh, Thor is an issue one I've not heard. Why do you think that?
Because Thanos is crushing his skull in the trailer.
That doesn't mean anything.
I think
if I break down the trailer, he's crushing the skull. It looks like on the ship before he gets thrown out into space. It gets it gets rescued by the Guardians. So I have a feeling Thor is no last. I think Captain's going to make it into the fourth film.
Right.
Mainly because he extended his contract for that film. So I think he's going to be in that one.
I don't care what you've read. I want to. Okay. Let me rephrase that. What do you feel like should die? Opinion. Who do you feel like should die? Who's had their run complete and you think that they're ready for a good exit?
Is Hawkeye in this one?
No.
He we don't know. He's not on.
Yeah, but technically he said he retired after Ultron. But yes,
I know.
I think Nebula, the blue chick from Guardians of the Galaxy, is going to die.
I think so,
because
too.
I think her arc has been, is like, she's going to become from evil to good.
I think so, too.
Because she was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, she was basically becoming good, and she's like, I'm going to go kill Thanos. Boom.
She's going to face off with her.
Yep,
with
yep. And she's going to die. I think, who else? There's part of me that thinks...
Peter Dinklage character.
Who?
Whatever he's playing, I don't know what he's playing, but hey,
he might just be a voice too, because there's a whole bunch of bad guys.
Is there reason to believe someone will die? I mean, like, did they say that?
I don't know. I just think nobody said that, but I think
my guess is no one will die. That's my
interesting.
Guess.
See, I think they're going to kill off a bunch of people. I think Loki's going to get it too. Honestly,
I think Loki is going to take the Nebula route and become like do something good. Like, absolute, like, good for humanity, and then basically he's going to die as well. Yep.
I mean, I could talk about what I heard, but that's...
No, you're not supposed to do that. Just go by your feelings.
Feelings.
My feelings are that Kevin Feige was hinting that there's going to be a lot of change when he said these two movies will end a lot of... it's going to... And a lot of what we were setting up and begin all anew.
Okay.
So you're not supposed to say that.
I think there's. I personally feel
that I believe Kevin Feige.
that there are going to be deaths. And I'm agreeing with Dave on something.
Jarvis has got to go down because he's
Vision?
Got.
That's a good question. Vision.
He's got a fucking.
He's got the Mind Stone, right?
Right. So something's got to happen there.
Well, but we don't know. Maybe he can survive without it. We have no idea, actually.
Okay. Because I think they're going to basically something's going to happen to Vision, right? Scarlet Witch, being who she is and what her powers are now, are not as powerful as who she is in the comics. I think she's going to go like kind of crazy, and her powers are going to get way more powerful.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to somehow keep Vision around or reform him or do something. But keep him without the Mind Stone. So basically, because she's super ridiculously overpowered in the comic books. And now she kind of does interesting things with stuff, but I think it would be cool if their relationship is built up enough where all of a sudden something happens and she goes, like, crazy. And
that
like,
shit crazy.
And, like, so...
Okay.
I think Iron Man is basically... So I think my thoughts are... Iron Man and Cap is going to come back and do something, and Iron Man is going to see, like, okay, we're basically, when it comes down to it, we fight, but we're basically brothers on the same side. It's like, you know, like Ryan, I make fun of him a lot, but if there was a guy crushing Ryan's skull, I would probably jump in and try and save him.
High praise. Probably him.
Right. There's a high probability that I would jump in and try and save Ryan.
You know that.
I would.
Whenever Dave talks about feelings, he has to put probably in front of it. But you could just remove probably during your inception.
I try to lessen the situation by, you know.
So I think that's what's going to happen. I think he's going to do something. And, like, Cap's going to be, like, just, like, fighting, getting his ass kicked and kind of doing that whole I can do this all day kind of thing. You know, but he is getting wailed on. But it's going to be proportionally like the first Avenger where he was really small and the guy was really big beating the shit out of him in that movie. But Thanos, in proportion to Captain America now, is, you know, about that. So he's getting wailed on and stuff, defending, getting back up and stuff. And Thanos is not breaking a sweat. And then Iron Man's going to do something, like, I don't know, use technology or even the soul stone or mind, any of these powers, and throw him away. And Cap's going to be like, you know, really kind of pissed at it. And then Iron Man is going to do his best to fight, but then slowly be beat down and like killed.
Yeah, I wonder. See, that's that theory. I like that theory, and I think you could see Bucky stepping up and getting stomped.
That's true too.
And yeah, he's also been sort of he's had a pretty full arc too. Yeah. He's gone from evil to trap to sort of, you know, vacation and
right.
So I can see. I think he's a pretty likely candidate as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But
I think they're setting him up.
I think Falcon and Bucky need to be around enough so they can fight when Cap dies one more movie, because they can't kill off Cap and Iron Man in the movie. I think that's too much.
Or Rhodey. Or Rhodey.
I don't know. I personally think that's too much. But then I think in the next movie, Cap then dies. And then now it's a thing between who's going to be like the guy who has been at his side the whole time or his oldest friend that has a, you know, a weird dark past. You know, now that's who takes up the Captain America mantle.
I think these movies have been transitioning Bucky into being able to take that mantle.
Mm, that's interesting, because yeah, did you hear how the actor who plays Captain America was like super nervous about the whole thing and actually wasn't sure he had first declined to take the role until he had therapy to sort of get over his nervousness about it.
Really?
Yeah, it was like
he had anxiety on playing
anxiety
in just playing a superhero.
Huh.
So that's a superhero that big, because yeah.
That's
people
true.
Kind of
take your contract, you know what I mean, and yeah. Stuff like that, and okay. Like it's kind of a it's like he knows he's gonna get locked into it. He knows it's gonna be a big role. He knows he's gonna be the center of attention for a lot of things. So probably a lot of this will be driven by which actors want to not be. You know, that's where you could be surprised. Like, you know, Iron Man might have just said, like, I'm done. I mean, I like it. It's fun, but I've been doing it a long time. Thanks for restarting my career. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that could be I hear you. I don't think that necessarily kills him off, though. I mean, you could be like, they retire, like Hawkeye retired kind of a thing, you know. But I do hear what you're saying. In fact, I think that's stronger for not only universe, but just writing. It's stronger writing to be like, we don't kill them off. They're just done. They're no longer around. They're doing their own thing. And there was something that they did that recently that I can't remember. Fuck, what was it? Where they were just like, they're off doing their thing. What the fuck was it?
Oh, Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious. Yeah, I think that was really strong for a storyline. They're like, we're not calling them in. They're doing their own thing. They're away from the action. They're having a normal life. That whole, because, you know, there's this kind of through story for a normal life for a lot of these characters, like that they just can't have. Black Widow always talks about how she wants a normal relationship, but she can never do that to herself. And it's weird
she's got to quit falling in love with big green dudes.
Yeah, it's weird that nobody mentioned her because she's human. She doesn't have any special like if she gets punched, she just dies.
Right.
But of course, she's getting her own movie. So
could this be an opportunity for them to bring in like the Fantastic Four?
Okay, man. So I got some fucking.
I know that
I've got some big old theories on this. Like just me personally being as like a super fan, like there would be something that I would really like to happen. It's like boom, movie's going, psh, 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 credits happen, stuff like that. It's going, shows the Earth, all the destruction, you know, across the globe, keeps pulling out to the moon. And then just there's a guy just sitting or standing on a silver surfboard just staring down at the planet. And I'd be like, then I would just be like, yep,
that's all too, right. Come on, now we can't have Galactus right away. That's too much.
Oh, I know. It doesn't think it's just that is basically saying like, it's like we're part of like the Fox universe. Like he is the herald of the Fox universe.
Yeah, no, that's a cool imagery. I'll give you that. Yeah. I mean,
that's something they could easily pull off. The you know,
we don't need it after
because they didn't sign the deal till so late that you know right. They were already in post production.
Right.
Okay. So good answers. Tell me about the Fantastic Four. So the first family of Marvel Comics. This is they tried to do it many times. Marvel now has it. Do you think they will introduce it? And if they do, do you think it's back to an origin story? Or is it just, let's fucking talk about these people? Because we're kind of running into the Spider-Man thing where we've seen the origin story 2-3 times, and it, even though it's a different company, it just sucks, right? It usually sucks. Although I like the beginning part of the last movie. I just didn't like where they went with
it. The end.
I didn't like where they went with it at all. So do we see a new origin story with Fantastic Four? Do we even see them at all ever in the future? Or is this something for Phase 30 or something?
I would hope they bring them in, because fucking Johnny Storm's pretty cool, though. Cool, he's a cool character, but I don't think you need to do an origin story on him.
Okay,
I think it's going to be a while. I really do. I think it's gonna be at least 5-6 years before they even start talking about it, about pulling in them, and then I don't think you'll see an origin story, just because they, you know, to your point with the Spider-Man, there has been too many of them, and it's a little confusing. You know, unless they feel that they need to set the record straight on it, I don't think we'll see an origin.
Yeah, which they might. They might be like, you guys have fucked it up too much. Here's what it actually is.
Yeah. Well, how long did it take them to transfer over Spider-Man? Not that long, right?
Well, according to them, that had been in the works for quite some time, and Sony still had this idea in mind for Homecoming, and Marvel just took it and polished it and put it out. I think with Fantastic Four, there was so much animosity with the last film, right, that they need to give it time before they even try to bring it back.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like, my big thing is they were selling, remember, Stark Tower, the Avengers place, they were selling that place, right? Who was buying it? Boom, it doesn't matter. But it's the Baxter Building now. So.
That's, I mean, it's there.
Right, like that's there. What do you mean, man? I kind of, at work, we've kind of talked about it. It's like, you could make them that they were scientists working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and something happened to them.
Sure, that'd be cool. I'd see that.
Because then they could be gone for some reason, or undercover, or in the dark.
You're right, off-world or something. Yeah, definitely. Yes. Definitely.
Like, something happened to them, yes.
Yeah, because that is part of it, right? If you're going to introduce characters who have been around, why the fuck weren't they helping out when good old homeboy New attacks?
York. Yeah, especially in New York, since a lot of it takes place in New York.
Yep. So, okay.
Do you think they could ever do a Fantastic Four, like, individual movie? Or, like, would they ever do, like, one of the Fantastic Four alone standalone movie? Seems like they wouldn't.
No, because they're so intertwined.
They're a family, yeah. That's
like,
yeah, their whole thing is about the family dynamic.
Right.
You can't have Sue Storm without fucking
Reed Richards.
Reed Richards.
It's just different,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah.
It might not be.
But
good.
Did they have their powers before they met? I guess.
No.
No.
Oh no, their shit was an accident. Yeah. I guess I don't know what the true origin story is.
Exactly.
Their shit was an accident. Space. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Cosmic rays.
Gamma. Okay.
Cosmic. Gamma really? Is Hulk. Yeah. But yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want a really, really good version of Doom. Dude, he's basically Iron Man, has Iron Man tech, but he has magic like Doctor Strange. Like, he is a mage and an artificer together at one. And, like, his whole thing is the reason he's doing what he's doing is because he got, like, visions from the future, from super far in the future, that, like, the world was going to be destroyed. And the only way he thinks that he can fix the future is basically, basically fixing it by being in charge of everything. So it's like he's a bad guy, but his goals are like super. Like, he wants to just fix the world.
Sure. So I was talking to a coworker about Black Panther, who has seen it 6 times now. And I was also listening to podcast, Fat Man on Batman, with Mark Bernardin and Kevin Smith. And yep. Mark Bernardin had said he's seen it 5 times. He's another black man. But he put it in a way that I'd never really thought of it. And so did my coworker, who doesn't know who this guy is. So it's interesting that I think there might be a conversation we're not aware of because we ain't black.
Okay.
And it has to do with the fact that... So during our all-staff meeting this week, we went around and we talked about... We said our name, our position, our preferred pronouns, because that's the fucking place I work, and...
position on top.
ethnicity, and... what kind of
did
dog,
you pull...
what kind of dog you are, right? Those are the things, okay?
What kind of dog you are?
Yeah, if you were a dog. If you, what kind of dog you'd be. So
that's actually a thing. You didn't add that to be funny.
No,
that,
you, this is the place I work.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Well, I don't even know. I like know like a two kinds of dogs. Big and little. Long fur, short fur.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, let's get
how
back
you
to
answer that question.
I'll tell you how I answered it. But so it got to the gentleman next to me who I respect. Is one of the few people I respect in the organization. He said... his ethnicity is Wakandan. And everybody went, ah! But he was like, no, man, I'm serious. And that's a deeper conversation, but we don't have time for that. And what Mark Bernardin was saying was something very similar. He said, if I trace my roots back far enough, the furthest I can go is slave ships. I don't know where I'm from. So it's kind of an interesting thing to be able to say I'm Wakandan. I mean, I'm kind of Pan-African. I don't know. I take that as a, in myself as a thing. I'm Wakandan. And so I think that means more to a lot of people that are not more than 1% black. And I think that's kind of a bigger conversation we're missing as and actually why it's doing really well. So with that information in mind, a huge battle is going to happen in Wakanda. If they fuck up Wakanda like pretty good, I'm not saying to destroy it, but if they fuck it up pretty good, is that going to drive people away and be like, "We're fuck you, you fucked up my or what do you think?
I think it'll basically, I think the opposite, because it's like basically someone outside comes in and starts fucking your shit up, and then you stand up and you defend yours.
I'm Spartacus.
I basically think that will embolden people, be like, no, man, they tried. They tried to take down Wakanda, but the white man can't take down Wakanda. fucking crazy aliens from outer space can't come down to Wakanda and can't fuck shit up. You know why? Because we're all strong black men.
But what if they,
and women.
What if they take it so far and they destroy it?
I mean, he's only had one movie, so I don't
think... And he made $1 billion right now, so they're going
to
be fine.
They would have changed it. They'd be like, we need to edit the last season a lot.
Did you see the box office? You fucking make Wakanda forever, goddammit.
Right, 5 weeks where it just keeps beating everything for 5 weeks in a row?
Yeah, I think this is the last week of that, though, because what opens? Pacific Rim? I think Pacific Rim's got a shot at beating it.
See, I'm imagining like an image where they like Wakanda gets like fucking destroyed, and then they like cut scene to an image of Doctor Strange, like from the Doctor Strange movie where he reverses time, and they play that part in reverse, and then they like just cut back to the rest of the movie.
It's just Marvel studio heads looking at the box office count, and then they're like, "Yeah, we need your help, Doc. Come on." It was a really interesting point that I've heard from two separate sources who could not have any contact with each other, and I think it's one of the reasons why like the shelters in the area were bussing kids in to see the movie and stuff like that. And it's interesting, and it's something that I don't get because I am so full of privilege and awesomeness.
Right.
So yeah. If you want the answer to the dog question, people were saying basically their favorite types of dogs or whatever kind of dog they'd like to be. I don't know dogs, so I said I'd be the kind of dog that identifies as a cat. And people were like, ah, we get that because that's like a sexual thing. Ah.
I don't know.
What?
That's pretty funny. You did make some humor there. Nice job.
Thanks, man.
Did anybody have any insightful dog choices?
No.
Was anybody like, I don't know what kind of dog I am?
Yeah, some people. Okay. And then they're like, I don't know, a big dog.
I'm a dog with a big dog. Dick that fucks all the dogs. That's what I'd say.
Big boy.
I'm a dog with a giant schlong that does whatever he wants.
I just get up behind every other dog and just do my business. Do it on your leg. I don't care. I'm a big dog.
I'm just a junkyard dog.
Okay, good Marvel talk. Any other Marvel talk? I don't know. It'll be interesting. We'll see who they kill off. I think that I would have no problem if like four or five characters die in these two movies. Honestly.
All I know is like it will not be the same. Basically, like shit is going to happen. So characters that do survive are going to be irreparably damaged because of what happens.
Well, it's also hard to have like fucking stones that alter reality and say nothing's going to change. You know, like everything's going to be the same as it is. See, that's a weird thing I think I'm missing, is that if you have the ability to bend reality and time and space, you can do whatever you want.
Yes, like, sir.
Remember when the Legends of Tomorrow, or whatever, when they basically, the bad guys won and changed the past or reality to say that they never, I don't remember, they were just different realities, like they had different jobs and stuff.
Yeah, and they never existed.
Yeah, they didn't know because their reality was changed. I thought that was an interesting thought, because it's not time travel, it's changing reality, it's changing what actually is, which is kind of like time travel, but not really.
Yeah, I agree.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Mind blown? Oh, good times. Shit.
Okay, good job. Good job talking about Marvel.
Well, it's not Marvel, but it's kind of Marvel. Deadpool 2 trailer came out. It was really good. They said X-Force in it. It looks pretty good.
We're going to be the X-Force.
X-Force. Isn't that kind of derivative? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch it kind of on purpose. Just because. I was like, you know what? I'm going to see the movie. They're not going to show me anything that make me not want to see the movie. And if I see it on TV, that's cool, but I don't need to go out of my way to watch it. I know it's weird. It's weird and dumb, but that's the choice I made.
I can see that. The whole, like... Because sometimes you get a lot out of the preview. Like, you learn a lot about the plot and things that happen.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to actively not see it. I mean, I'm sure I will see it on TV. You can't avoid it, right? You're watching TV. It's really hard to avoid it. But maybe I will. Or we're seeing movies. I'm not going to avoid it in a movie theater. I just didn't actively seek it out when I saw it was posted, which is a new thing for me. But we'll see how it goes.
All right.
I'm glad to hear it was good.
Sticking with the comic book theme / movie theme, our favorite Valkyrie and Thor are going to team up, and they're going to team up and do Men in Black reboot.
Wait, Tom Cruise and fucking Liam Hemsworth?
Chris Hemsworth. And Tessa Thompson, who played Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok, are going to be the two new stars for the Men in Black reboot.
Which one's going to be Will Smith and which one's going to be Tommy Lee?
Good question.
Tessa Thompson will play Tommy Lee, and Chris Hemsworth will be Will Smith.
I think that actually would be pretty fun to have like a person that I don't know their ages, but she seems younger than him, so it'd be fun to have a younger person, you know, basically be the more experienced person. You know, coaching a person that's slightly older and bigger than you, saying like, "Okay, yo, dummy, this is how we do it."
I could also see it reversed, knowing some of Chris Hemsworth's comedic chops. I could see it completely being reversed. Like she's the serious senior agent, and he's just coming on as like a dumb luck kite kind of guy.
Dumb luck what?
Kind of like guy. Kevin from the fucking Ghostbusters, he made that movie.
That guy is coming back.
He was, though. He was the funniest guy in that movie by far.
Hey, you're sexist if you didn't like that movie. That's all I'm saying.
Tessa Thompson was in that other movie we watched, too.
What movie is that?
Yeah.
The one we watched just last... Annihilation.
Yep. Mm. She was the lady who turned into a plant.
Oh, she was? Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely sure. Ryan, look at Ryan's fucking pulling some.
Ryan's like, good stuff. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remembered her like when I saw the movie, like it was too intense. You had to think about what the hell was happening. But I also looked at her and was like, I know her for something. And then I was like focusing on the movie. But yeah,
I thought like so in the movie about what's the first movie she was in that we were talking about.
Thor Ragnarok.
She seemed Hispanic to me. And in Annihilation, she seemed like more Japanese.
She must be.
I mean, honestly, I thought that person, like, I was like, holy shit, she looks more like Japanese to me. So either, wow, they must have done some shit with the lighting or something. That was it. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's why I didn't know it was the same person. Huh, interesting.
Right, she is Panamanian, and her mother is Mexican, but she also has some European descent, so
No, she's Wakandan. Everybody fucking knows that.
I would say she's ethnically...
she's Asgardian.
She's half Wakandan, half Asgardian. It's the ultimate. And 1% white.
But we don't talk about that. So.
And then the other thing I had kind of sticking with that theme is... I haven't really been watching this show, but... Black Lightning, if way back when we first started talking about it, we were talking about how the producers came out and said, oh, this is not going to be part of the Arrowverse, it's not part of the, you know, the original four shows. But then this week, on its episode for Black Lightning, they actually brought up the fact, like, their younger daughter's finding out that her dad's Black Lightning and her brother, and her sister is this new hero called Thunder. And she's like, oh, and so does that mean, is mom Vixen? And does she know that, you know, does she know Supergirl? So they're already dropping hints and like, oh, we better put it there.
It's just smart. You know? It makes so much better when it's connected to people. No reason not to.
They're name dropping already. That was kind of cool.
Did you watch that show at all? Is that out yet? The Black Thunder?
I've watched Black Lightning, yeah.
Lightning, yeah.
I've watched the first two episodes, but I just haven't kept up with it because of work. I'm actually working.
It's funny to see that
instead of watching TV, like I did at my old job.
You know what?
So when I'm
sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
I was going to say when I'm watching the Riverdale, which is a CW show, on the CW app, they show lots of advertisement for CW shows, and like most of them look pretty bad. That's like. And Black Thunder didn't look amazing in the previews.
No,
you know?
The trailer made me say, I don't need to watch that, which, meh.
And I haven't watched it. I watched the first two, and then I've just been like, it doesn't make my list right now.
Okay.
Who's that girl? What's her name again?
Tessa Thompson or whatever?
You know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of that girl right there.
Rosario?
Yeah, Rosario. She has a look of Rosario Dawson. Especially
I can see
when
it,
she was younger.
Sure.
Or also, I think her name's Claire, and she's the most prolific person in the Marvel Universe right now. I think she's been on like 40 episodes of Marvel shows.
That's true. Our favorite...
That's what it would look like. They miss... that's from a comic, but that's what I'm talking. That's the end scene of Infinity War. Look at that, fucking Galactus sitting on the moon, though. We're going to put Galactus in there right away. Fuck it.
He's like, hey, Thanos, are you done yet?
Or right. Eat it. Fuck it. Look at him, he's squinting. He's like, that planet looks so delicious.
Our favorite Warlock is joining Legends of Tomorrow as a series regular for next season.
Is he? Cool.
17?
Yeah, he was only in that one episode, right? Or did he come back?
He's been in...
Real? One episode of Legends, and then a couple episodes of Arrow. Yeah, so
I'm talking about this season. Like, I've only seen him. I'm only like three episodes into this season two, but I've only seen him once.
He
comes back in another one. Okay, yeah. If you're not, it's Constantine who we're talking about. Who has a fun? I like the character or the actor who plays him. I like how he plays him. I think he does a good job.
Yeah.
I like the fact that him and Sarah got it on for no reason, other than the fact that they're both kind of the same soul. Like, she's like, I normally like girls, but we're both kind of the same type of people. Let's have sex.
And it sets up some... the second episode he's in, it sets up something kind of funny. But the fans are already like, so if he joins the series regularly, they're going to try to resolve the cliffhanger from when NBC had the show, right? Because it kind of ends on a cliffhanger. So we'll see. I mean, you already have your fourth season written if you head that route.
Yeah, they don't owe him anything, though, so we'll see.
Oh.
Right.
All right, cool. What's this Toys R Us thing?
Oh, don't click on it.
No. Someone did, basically, you remember this commercial? I don't want to grow up. I'm a tourist. Someone did it in, like, a super minor key, and then it did it so it's emote. So it's like, super sad. It's basically just sounds like it's, like, sounds like a man having to put away childish things.
Well, it's interesting. I got really sad about this today because it was in the news that they're closing like Thursday or something. They're closing all their stores, and then the founder died. Like,
yep.
I mean, it's not happenstance. I'm sure he's like, this was my life work, and now it's unraveling. And fuck it, I'm done. You know, I mean, he was old, but it's just not happenstance that your life work goes to hell, and then all of a sudden you die. Right. And that made me really sad that this guy was like, I put everything I had into it. It's a toy store where you don't open a toy store unless you want kids to kind of be happy.
Right.
And then he just died, and it made me sad. That was sad.
The owners of the KB Toys brand name.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
They're actually looking at actually bringing their stores back under a kind of a new business model so that they can compete with online sales. And they're hoping to have something in place by this fall. They've already sent out tweets like, hey, all you Toys R Us workers, I have jobs for you in a few months. You know, so they're seriously looking at coming back.
They seem like they were more expensive back in the day. Like
they're the high man's toy
again,
store.
And it's the reason that they're looking at a different business model, but I mean, you're losing one iconic name, but you could probably, you know, bring in the second iconic name to replace it.
Okay. Hey, speaking of which, how'd the movie we saw do this week? I didn't see any numbers. Did it do okay, or was it not great?
I guess it was terrible.
You guess it did terrible?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it just seems like the type of movie that does terrible.
I bet it did okay, especially internationally. I mean, that usually we opened at the same time.
Yeah, internationally it's over 162 million.
Okay,
we're less than 30 million here, but 132 worldwide.
Okay, and I'm guessing about $100 million budget or something somewhere on there, 80 million.
94. So.
All right, so they made money on the first week, and then they're gonna. Yep. So it probably made more money in China then, because China's huge, and nobody really saw it here.
China made 41 million. Yep. It made more in China than it made here.
China's amazing.
I mean, I bet you they did like what they expected. It just it wasn't a blockbuster, you know.
No. You're right. I don't think those movies can become blockbusters. They remind me of the what's the fucking weird director that puts his wife in everything?
Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
What? No. The fucking werewolf movies and shit and
the one Kate Beckinsale, the Underworld movies.
Yeah, Underworld movies. Like those movies don't make $1 million, but they make enough to keep making Underworld movies.
Right.
Because I don't know how many they made, but it's got to be like close to six or something.
It's a lot of them, and that's the as long as they keep the budget under a certain amount, basically they go, we're gonna make enough in China and in other countries and stuff like that. So and because it.
The budget's what, like 30 million usually? 20 million for a budget?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that helps.
I wonder how much with Black Panther kind of rolling, that train keeps rolling every weekend.
Yeah.
Like how much that could be eating in some of these because, like, hey, we could go see Black Panther, Tomb Raider, you know, I got to see Black Panther again.
So,
it's a good point.
Black Panther's like, yeah, we're the highest grossing superhero of all time, right? You think they're going to remain that way?
No.
I don't know. I think it's hard to beat a standalone single character. You know what? If it was a woman, if Black Panther was a woman, we might have a shot at
me. So when Captain Marvel comes out.
But it has to be, I don't know that the woman is enough to get, I mean, I think this is literally a cultural phenomenon for people who are not of my culture.
So if they made a Vixen movie,
that's not...
DC will never fly.
Right. Basically, what you need to you need to introduce the character in a really badass way, in a really badass movie, and then
like
say,
Civil War.
Oh yeah, we're coming out with that movie, you know, in 2 years.
I don't even know.
That's,
yeah. I don't even know if you can, like, it seems to me it's like trying to capture lightning in a bottle. Like, they did something that resonated with a group of people. And so you don't get, not only do you get Marvel fans and comic book fans, those guys are going anywhere, but then you got this whole new subset of people that normally might not go to see a Marvel movie until they're like, holy shit, you made this movie for us, we will fucking see this movie, you know? And I don't think you get that very often. It's really hard. Because this movie's going to make close to $2 billion, I think, when it's all said and done.
Right. And that's why I'm saying it's all like, hey, he's in this other movie. We want more of him. We want him. We like him so much. We like that culture so much. We want to see all those characters so much. We're going to go see this other movie that also has him just so we can get more taste.
I would agree.
So that's why I think it's going to hold it, but it's an Avengers movie. It's just, it's huge.
It could be pretty big. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think Avengers has the potential to be. I thought you meant standalone character.
No. It says superhero movie. Basically, it's a superhero movie.
No, I thought you meant like this is the first movie for this character, right? It's you know how we get Black Widow's going to get a movie, and this is this is his movie and stuff. And
No.
Captain America got a movie.
If it's not a team movie, yes, I think he is going to hold that.
I don't know. I think you're right. I think Avengers will beat it. I really do. Yeah. But we'll see. We will see. What is I don't know. We looked up at one point the highest grossing movie of all time, and I think is it still Titanic? Or was it something else? It has to be theater too. Otherwise, I don't remember.
I think it was Avatar for some reason. That still feels like.
You're right. I think it was. Oh, they're up there. Is that worldwide? I don't know. But either way, I think it's like close to $3 billion or something. Or if I remember, $2.5 billion or something. But either way, this is going to break into like almost probably definitely the top five.
Right.
Like worldwide probably. Gross. I mean.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Avatar. Top five right now goes Avatar, Titanic, Star Wars: Force Awakens, Jurassic World, then the Avengers.
Hmm. So it can be. It has. Oh, it's probably gonna. What's the Avengers? What was the? Well,
Avengers 1.5.
Oh, it's gonna beat the fucking Avengers. At this point, Black Panther
right now is 14th at 1.2 billion.
And this is week what, 3? Or is this week 5 already? I can't remember. Week 4.
Week 5.
This is week five.
Okay. So it's close.
As of March 16th.
So it's got a shot at being the Avengers. Last weekend. In which case, it would be the number one superhero movie, right?
Right. Yeah. There's none above that.
That's saying something. Like, that, I think... That's like a Trivia Pursuit question in 20 years from now, you know?
No.
So Black Panther's 1.2 billion. You have Iron Man at 1.214 billion, or Iron Man 3. So they're just behind that.
Yeah.
And then next one would be Avengers: Age of Ultron at 1.4 billion.
Because I'm gonna get we gotta get into all the Avengers ticket things. We can send out emails because I mean, there's some crazy like Force Awakens. Made $119 million in one day. Like, the first day. It's the highest growing. $119 million in one day. That's fucking crazy.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Okay. How are we getting our billion? Are we still in our King Coins, or are we going to do something else?
Oh, well, we can't talk about King Coins, man.
My bad. Sorry. If you'd like to invest in King Coin, send us $1 billion. And we will issue 1 billion King Coins.
No, we're only going to issue one King Coin at $1 billion.
One King. What, can I see that one King Coin?
What one King Coin?
Right.
So this is worth $1 billion? No, that's just what you gave us for.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's lost 99.999% of its value.
Here's $5. Cool. All right.
That's pretty funny.
What else we got? Anything fun to talk about? Or
Ryan, come on, man. You got to have something great. Did you see? Well, I'll have to re-click on it, but I put a video of
The best robot ever.
Ever, best robot ever, being able to destroy my friend Ryan. It went 10 for 10 on shooting free throws. Or basically, it wasn't free throws, it was off to the side. Japanese robot versus a yes. And then Dave's all like, oh man, but what happens when guys are posting up D on it? And I'm like, you know what? When my robot throws a bow made of solid steel right into another defenseman's chest, that guy's going to crumple.
I said I wanted to see it shoot from somewhere else than the top of the key. It needs to move around.
Well, it doesn't have the legs yet. Don't worry about that. That's coming next.
Oh,
just
shit. They actually made it look like a fucking person,
for
too.
For a person. Right? I know. That's kind of cool, actually.
10 for 10. And the guy shoots 8 for 10 lifetime.
I feel like this is something that would be relatively easy for... You know what I mean? Because it's like a...
It's the same sort of memory, or same motion, same force. Yes. It's what basketball players try to do with muscle memory, is make the same force. Right. So, yeah, this, I agree. I'm not super impressed by this. I am super impressed by the fact that Skynet has started, and Skynet has claimed its first victim when Uber car ran over somebody.
Oh, it's off. Oh, yeah, they suspended their cars.
Yeah, their autonomous cars. And the worst part, okay, imagine you're this lady, this girl, sitting in the autonomous car because she's there for safety reasons. And the car's driving it, and there's a woman walking her bike across the street, and the car doesn't stop, and you keep thinking, is it going to stop? Is it going to stop? Why won't it stop? And then it doesn't stop, and it hits the lady and kills her.
I do. Do you see a video on it or anything? Like, I wonder how, if, like, she popped out of nowhere, you know, kind of, she just turned in a corner, and he was turning a corner.
Oh, no, she was wearing stripes, so it seemed like she was part of the road. No, I have not seen anything about it. But you're right, it has to be something, right? Otherwise, you think that the software... Unless the software just malfunctioned, which seems unlikely.
Yeah, it could be some weird issue like that, yeah.
Or maybe she was fucking an informant for the DNC, and then like somebody hacked the Tesla or the Uber and then caused it to kill her, because that's what you do when you want to murder people these days.
She was a Russian agent?
That could be. And maybe the poison didn't work or something. She had a strange immunity to...
Hey, but I have always been taught, and I always know to walk your bike across the street at a crosswalk.
She was.
That wasn't a crosswalk. I just watched the video.
Oh, there's a video on it?
Yeah, I'll put a link up.
I didn't see no video on it. Yeah. Regardless, she should have been killed for her lack of vision.
Hey. You know what? I am already, like, trying to appease our robot overlords.
I appreciate
all the rest
that.
Of you.
I appreciate that.
Oh, shit. So it was at night. That's pretty tough, actually. Oh, yeah. They show the interior view.
That's the backup driver that was looked down. Yep.
And then she goes, oh my god, it's actually pretty hard, because she appeared...
Yes.
Oh yeah, she comes kind of out of nowhere.
Like, look
she?
At that, that is basically, she is walking in a dimly lit area. So,
wearing black.
And yeah, that lady's looking down at, oh my god, yeah, she's looking down at her phone, isn't she?
But even if she was looking up, if she was looking up, she might have been able to put her brakes on, but I don't know that a human would...
I think you're right. I think she gets hit regardless. Maybe there's a braking effect, but I think she gets hit regardless.
Yeah, like, it looks like Uber might have said, like, speed up, less damage to my car. You know, like in like a split second.
Car more important than human.
Human should not walk in dark.
No, like, it's like, what are you supposed to do? Like, if a deer jumps out at you, you're supposed to not swerve. You're supposed to just drive through it.
No, that's actually...
Which is actually true. There could be something about... It could have done the deer protocol or something, if you will.
And the deer protocol? Yeah. Robots need to have protocols that, like, the deer protocol just run through the humans.
I'm trying to pause it right when I first see her appear and see how far away it is. And it's actually really hard to see her.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I can count 2 seconds once I see her shoes. But if I'm not looking up and being super vigilant, I'm going to hit her too, honestly.
Everybody's going to, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't blame Uber. I don't blame the car that much anymore. I take it back, Robot Overlords. This is the first...
Thank you.
This is
you,
the
you
first,
can have this one.
This was just manslaughter. This wasn't the first victim. This was her murder.
So you just have to make sure you have reflective things on your persons.
That somebody's going to sell something where it's like the automated car.
A tracker.
The automated cars, like, know, they recognize that from far off. So then that could be our next fucking thing. You put it on your
Chris.
Yeah.
Copyrighted.
If you're listening to this, don't make it. The Geeks Next Door will not be making it. Nobody else should make it either. Ryan, let's get on this shit.
Actually, really good idea.
Adam, you're going to 3D print it. First billion now. we're gonna make our own fucking Wakanda. It's going to be awesome.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We can't.
We're going to take it back. The white man's taking Wakanda back.
It's
the colonizers.
It's such a weird... Why was she so dark? I wonder if they doctored the image to make it look darker in that area than it actually was. Because how does it get so dark there?
Well, there's no lights.
Right.
Like, she's crossing where there is no lights, right? You can see where the street lights are, and she's between two street lights, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's right on the edge of where the light illuminates.
Yep.
But that's where I'm somewhat suspicious of
I can Uber. See that.
I don't understand, too, is, like, I've run across the street and stuff like that. If you see a car coming, you see a car coming from a really long distance away.
I agree, but who knows what
I'm not blaming her.
I know. No. You can blame her. It's fine. It's okay for us to blame her if you want, because you're right. She was not looking, and she was in the middle of the fucking road jaywalking. You can blame her, but you also have to realize that the company's never going to say that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think she made a very poor choice there to walk across and not watch out for cars that have headlights on. I mean, was she drunk? I don't know. Like,
maybe it was a stealth mode. It was like headlights off and trying to fight, to find people to kill.
Unless it was coming around a corner, which, again, I couldn't see that. It didn't look like it.
It didn't. You're right.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I'm about done for this week. What about you guys?
There you go. There's a website where you can type in any phrase and stuff, and it translates directly into Wakandan. If you bring that to work tomorrow, Chris, if you go to work and say, like, look at this fucking Wakandan, bro, people will love you.
Interesting. Share your Wakandan text. So I just want to know the word for Wakanda. Wakanda.
It's Wakanda.
It's pi 4 greater than 4 cactus something 4. Okay. Let's see what Geeks Next Door is. GND. Ooh, we're like sideways W, up arrow, box with feather in it. We should put that in our fucking description from now on.
Also I wonder if people feel bad that, like, two Jews created Wakanda.
No, why would they?
Because they're not black.
Oh, man, you know what's weird? Is if I type Geeks Next Door in here, and then I copy the Wakandan text, and I paste the Wakandan text, it pastes it back into English.
They created a font. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's basically just a font. How do I share my Wakandan text? Oh, like
I
this.
I don't know. I think you share the Wisconsin text button, I bet.
I know, I'm clicking it, but it looks weird.
Oh, not yet.
I'm not even sure. Click here to download and share your Wakanda message.
Ooh. Adam, why did you say not yet?
Joy scared the crap out of me.
Whoa.
I didn't know she was here yet.
Oh, she asked if you were done yet?
Yeah.
Did you say, mind your business, woman?
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Don't you know I'm more likely
saying,
to kill you?
Don't
than
tell me my business, devil woman.
What are they saying about me?
I'm just surprised that Joy's actually up.
Hey,
yeah, I'm kind of surprised she's awake right
ask
now.
Ask Joy if she, in the future, when she gets the edge of a rope, if she's more likely to kill you or if you're more likely to kill her.
Chris wants to know whether or not you would be more likely to kill me in the future or me kill you. It's a valid question.
There's a secret answer of our love is so strong we'd never kill each other.
You should have her come on camera so we know that you're actually talking to her and not yourself.
She says that she would probably kill me.
No, yeah. See, that's not the secret answer. The secret answer is I love you so much we'd never kill each other.
Oh, you're supposed to say I love you. I would never kill you.
Right.
Now eat this poison sandwich.
It was pretty funny. Like, but the other night I asked him, I was like, okay, here's a question, Tiffany. Who out of all, you know, who would kill it? And he's like, oh, David kill Hannah. And I was like, I laughed so hard. I was all like, that's funny. Because that's kind of what we got to.
That's sad. I don't think so. I think Dave's a good guy. I would never hurt anybody.
But it's really funny.
Yeah, that's true. I still maintain you guys have never been at Red Robin when fucking 311 didn't get sat down in time.
Which is why, just chill out, man. It's okay. It's Red Robin. You can be all angry as what you want, but guess what? You just get them on the back end with them unlimited steak fries.
Yeah, except they never come back. But you know when they do come back? When 311 wants more fries. She just holds up and snaps her fingers. They're like, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Who's 311?
Amber, it's the color.
Amber.
Lux 311.
I like when Ryan doesn't try to laugh out loud, but he goes like...
No, that's his annoyed laugh. He's like, whatever, can we move on? I've heard it before.
Right.
But I think we should move on, because I got nothing else to talk about. So let's move on and be done for the evening, yes?
All right, yes.
All right.
Who's
going to
go?
I'll probably go, I'm sure.
Ryan. On Friday, I got to double check. Depends on the time, but I could go Friday.
Come on,
gotta make sure
time.
We don't have any
other... Give me a time in the morning, and I'll make sure.
Regardless, we can talk about it offline. Adam, where can people get a hold of us?
Other than Wakanda,
I like Adam.
We got a Facebook page called Geeks Next Door. We also have a internet email electronic mailing site called geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com.
Yay!
Also,
No, you're good. Let's just be good there. You're pressing your luck.
Twins on Twins on YouTube.
Yeah, we got to get another episode up. It's been a long time. Okay.
They did finalize their roster today.
I know. That's why we got to get another episode out. And fucking starts like next week. It's going to be great. Okay, cool. We're gone for the week. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.